And coming up next on Free Radio Santa Cruz, or the Huff Archives, it's the Bathrop Spears Broadsides show for January 9th, 2025. This one covering, well, it's a flashback, from 2008. January 17th, to be exact. First, you're going to be hearing an interview with Peter Biebring of the American Civil Liberties Union of Southern California around the status of folks outside in the Los Angeles area, mostly in central L.A., the settlement that the ACLU did in the so-called Jones case, which some of us thought was a sellout, others described as being the best they could get. You can be the decision. You can decide. And then we have an interview from jail with Paul Bola Breezy. If I'm pronouncing his name right, I don't know. This is an interview from jail involving abusive tatering that this guy was at least claimed he was subjected to. And you get to hear his account. We then go to the famous street harassment scene where police raided parking lot number 4, which is the lot that's about to be demolished for the fabled library and parking garage. Oh, and housing accommodation as well. Let's not forget that. In this situation, Ryan Coonerty, then a city council member, helped pass what I call the parking lot panic law or parking lot trespass law, which made it illegal to sit in your vehicle doing absolutely nothing criminal whatsoever except breathing or reading a book or sleeping during the day when it was not illegal to sleep otherwise, or even chatting with a friend, unless you're directly crossing the parking lot or you're disabled, and then you can take, a 15-minute period doing it. Well, you have a 15-minute period if you're not disabled, and you are, if you are disabled, I think you have a half an hour period. That's my vague recollection of it at the moment. However, the law is still in the books, and it's still being enforced, so I better start studying up again so I can give you exactly accurate information. You'll find it in the municipal code. It's called the parking lot trespass law in city parlance. Then you're going to hear several street incidents. Troy's account of several. This is a Troy from nearly 20 years ago, not the same Troy we probably have now. We then go to Felton, to the Felton patio in front of the White Raven, if you're familiar with Felton, and an interview with a man named Ben Fusi. And then back again to Cop Watching the Drum Circle, which was raided January 16th, 2008. And there was a continuing struggle that went on there for some months, or at least some weeks. And I think we were able to assert community power for a while, but eventually this department and some particularly eager officers, headed by Sergeant Michael Harms, I think now is a deputy chief, these folks seem to rise in the department. Nice guy, by the way, Harms, in many ways, but bad behavior toward the community, as far as I'm concerned. You get to hear and see both. I believe there's video, photo, and narrative description on Santa Cruz Indie Media, a story from 2008 called Alert, Drummers Being Hassled at Farmers Market, and you can find it on indiebay.org/Santa Cruz, or if you want to check out the Huff blog in a few days, I'll be posting a description, a fuller description of what you're hearing now. So that's what you're going to get today for this flashback, and it's, well, parking lot number 4 is still currently being used as part of the farmer's market, but the drum circle is gone. It has been taken over by, ironically, Monthri Srinath's, well, I guess maybe they, that was the group that took it over, the Monthree Srinath's Lulu Carpenter's Coffee Emporium. You may be familiar with it. Lulu Carpenter's on Pacific Avenue, and I guess he expanded it to Scotts Valley and then another one in downtown Santa Cruz. Lulu's on the Square, I think it used to be called, but I don't know. I think he gave that one up. Lulu Carpenter's had an owner who was particularly possessive of his sidewalk. He had homeless people harassed for being visibly homeless in front of his sidewalk, and he was very possessive of that, even though, of course, it was a public sidewalk, and he had no right to try to monopolize it. I understand he wanted to maintain his business. I wasn't aware he had any problem with his business, except his staff used to complain he was kind of hard on them, too. Though, reportedly, he had a soft streak for homeless people who are hungry sometimes after hours, but that's another story. Anyway, enjoy this one. And if you have any reports about stuff that's happening these days downtown or around the county or the city, get in touch with me at the Huff Line, 831-423-4833. And I will be glad to hear what you have to say, or perhaps I won't be so glad, but maybe I'll get better informed.